Strap yourself in, because we're set up, switched on, and ready to go.
Yes, sir. Reading you loud and clear. Clear. The clock has started.
Episode of our podcast. Today we are going to interview some of the greatest and most influential minds in our field. By sharing our collective expertise, we will show you how to harness, control, and use your own skill set to achieve ultimate success and live the life you want. And now, please welcome your host.
Welcome to this week's Smallest Gas Podcast. This podcast is designed for the small government contractors, service providers, and manufacturers as part of the government contractor ecosystem, connecting people, organizations, and resources. I'm your host, Just Nate. We are on Season 2, Episode 2. On the line with us today, we've got Mr. Dennis Cater, our CEO. Welcome, Dennis.
Thanks, Nate. Glad to be here. Excited about it. New year.
Hey, what better way to start off the new year than try to make our goal of 52 episodes this year at minimum?
Okay.
I know.
but I am excited about today because I think this is a perfect way to kick off the new year with the chamber and getting Colorado Springs and Colorado more out there across the nation, across the planet. You know, think locally, act strategically, or act locally, think strategically, and try to get, you know, the economic engine cranked up here across Colorado. So this is an exciting topic for us today.
Well, Dennis, now you just stole my thunder, man. One that's supposed to be introducing people, not you.
Well, I didn't introduce her yet. So I just said what?
Okay, today we have a member. Well, we got somebody from the Colorado Springs Chamber and Economic Development Center, Miss Beth Ann Taylor. She is the Vice President of Economic Development. Welcome, Beth.
Thank you, Nate and Dennis, and you guys can both introduce me.
There you go.
There you go. Well, so
super excited to be here. Thank you.
So, first of all, Dennis, I don't know if you noticed there, I gave us a little new surprise to our intro.
I did. I like that. I like it. I always like a good British accent. You know?
Yeah. You know, I practice. No, I can't take credit for that. That's another soundbite that we have access to. So
that's good. No, I like it.
So, Beth, do you want us to call you Beth? Beth Ann, what do you want us to be called?
Beth is great. Thank you. Okay. Beth Ann, that was my childhood name and I signed that way, but Beth is just fine.
Okay. I mean, I could shorten it to BAT, just call you Bat or something. I don't know.
You could call me Bat. That's great. Interesting. Nate. I love you. So I'll call you just Nate. You call me just Bat.
Bat girl. Bat girl's on.
Bat girl. There we go.
Bat girl. There you go. See, we're going to. Hey. So
there we go,
Beth, not to say anything, but we have had members on here that we've called them by a different name. And now that name is stuck with them for months because of this show. So
you will have people talk to you. Are you that
girl? That girl was pretty cool, right?
That's right. Yes, I think so.
There we go.
I'll be that girl in Colorado Springs. There we go.
So, okay, Beth, so you are the Vice President of Economic Development. So kind of walk us through real quick. And we're going to be interrupting each other because of due to COVID or COVID related, we're not in the same room together. So it's a little more difficult to, you know, I want to make sure that this is a three-way conversation that we're having here. So I'm going to give us a quick 2-minute rundown of what you do at your job.
Absolutely. Thank you, Nate. So I manage the business retention expansion efforts for our team at the Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC. Business retention and expansion is an economic development strategy where we proactively connect with existing businesses locally, or out of state to understand and respond basically to their needs. So special attention is given to small business that employs between 6 and 99 employees. These are also known as second stage firms. And I basically help ignite and grow business locally through expansion projects and through just already existing business.
Nice.
Really, I mean, I can share a couple stories with you along the way, but that is economic development, business retention, expansion. We like to call it BRE or BR&E. And I'm responsible for that piece on our team. We have an economic development team that of four within the chamber. We have someone that handles the attraction projects. Her name's Tammy Fields, and she handles new business coming to town. Anybody looking at moving their business, like we just had Amazon move to the Colorado Springs market. So Tammy was instrumental in connecting Amazon to the Colorado Springs market, along with economic development teams across our city. The chamber, just so you know, Nate, in economic development, we act as a hub for economic development here. And we have Colorado Springs Chamber has a team, city has a team, our county has a team, utilities has a team, airport and downtown all have economic development teams. But what we really do is we help the state of Colorado, the chamber does. We're the direct connection to the state of Colorado's economic development program. And so when someone wants to move here or expand, we act as that hub and then bring everybody together, if that makes sense.
So real quick, I'll stop you there for a second.
Sure.
So I'm trying to understand, it's always been interesting to me how chambers work. And then of course, like you said, you add the economic development centers on top of that. So I think right now, just overarching, so Colorado Springs as a whole has one chamber. Is that correct? Or they have multiple chambers?
Colorado Springs has multiple chambers. There's a women's chamber, a Hispanic chamber, a Black chamber, and then our chamber.
Okay. Are they all tied together at all, or?
No, they're not tied together. They're all separate. And it's unique because I think we're probably the oldest chamber that's been around. Our Chamber of Commerce has been, I think, you know, for, I'm going to say 50 plus years we've had the chamber. I don't even know. That's a great question. I'm not going to throw that number out there. But because I'm fairly new, I've only been with this chamber for 3 years.
Okay.
But they've been under different names, Nate, in the past. So we had a regional business alliance prior to the Colorado Springs Chamber. So our chamber, you know, has acted really as the oldest chamber in the Colorado Springs market with a different name,
okay,
so to speak. Seven, 8 years ago, there was a merger between the Regional Business Alliance and the Colorado Springs Economic Development that was here merged together. Now it's probably been 10 years, and to make the Colorado Springs Chamber an EDC.
Okay. Is that typical of chambers across the nation, Chamber of Commerce, is that they have EDCs with them?
That's interesting that you would ask that. So it's all over the board. I used to work for the Office of Economic Development and International Trade at the state of Colorado, and I covered 22 counties in the western portion of the U.S. of Colorado. And I found it really interesting because you had it all over the board. Sometimes your economic development was housed in your city. Sometimes they had a private-public partnership like we do. And then oftentimes there would be a chamber that works in, you know, coordination with. So when it comes to economic development, you can have all different kinds of models. We have found that having a chamber with us in economic development, that's the best model, because really that gives a small business or any business access to both sides of the house, so to speak.
Nice.
You know, you look at the chamber, that chamber side is going to be your membership side that's really connecting you to events and celebrations like a ribbon cutting when you break ground on a new facility. And then on the economic development team, we're going to be responsible for a whole different piece. Does that help clarify a little bit?
Oh, 100%. That really, I like the way you put that. So chamber is really there to help with events, ribbon cutting, I would venture to say probably networking with CEOs and stuff like that, right?
Yep.
Okay.
And we do lots of different business committees that will help. You know, we have a whole you know, menu of different business committees that you can join. And so it's really, you know, that chamber side is really to help that, you know, there's different kinds of businesses, Nate. Like you've got, we have really, you know, in the economic development side, we look at primary jobs. And I don't know if you know the difference between like a primary, what we call a primary job versus a basic. So a basic would be, you know, a restaurant or coffee shop. Those are basic jobs. It's what services are, you know, our citizens and our communities. But a primary job, 50% or more of the products or services go outside our region. And that's bringing in new money and stimulating our economy. So, you know, when you're looking at why a chamber might be with an economic development organization, is because they're both helping both areas of job growth in a community.
Okay. No, and that really helps kind of focus in on, well, two things there, right? We were talking the difference between chamber and the economic development center. Obviously, economic development center, EDC, is really designed to help build upon the economy, right? And grow the economy, right, and the local economy. You said there's multiple EDCs. Are they all tied together somehow, or are they separated kind of like the chambers are as well?
So yeah, there is, they are, we have a association for chambers that are connected together. And you know, that side, again, like I'm on the economic development side. And so on the chamber side of the house, we have Nora Harden and her team, which really handles our membership team and bringing on new members and connecting them, like you said, networking events. You know, what are businesses interested in? Maybe handling different types of programs, or right now in our COVID environment, you know, virtual opportunities to learn for businesses and network with one another. So ACCE is an association that handles chambers across, you know, across the U.S. And so on the economic development side of the house, it's a whole, we have a whole different setup.
Well, I wanted
but
to
we work
go back
very well real, together.
Beth, I wanted to go back real quick and talk about the economic development team, because you started talking about, you know, you're the business retention and expansion lead. There's the attraction team that does new business. What are the other two teammates?
Great question, Dennis. So we have our Chief Economic Development Officer, Cecilia Harry. She's moved here from the Wisconsin area about 6 months ago, and she has an interest social. People come into economic development with a very unique background. All of us have unique backgrounds. Cecilia came into the industry, into economic development, with a social work background. She was interested in really, you know, affecting her community. And so through her social work, she ended up getting interested in economic development, and then now has been I believe she was a president CEO of a chamber economic development organization in Nebraska, Omaha, Nebraska, and then also in Wisconsin. So she has just joined our team, and she's been here for about, I think, a year, a little less than a year. I was going to say 6 months, but this COVID environment's going really quickly. And then Brianne Preston came from the Arizona area. She joined us about, I'm going to say, 4 or 5 months ago, and she's our business intelligence officer, and she handles our data. So, you know, when you look at what is important about economic development, it's really about jobs. It's really about, you know, we want jobs in communities, and we want growth, and we want good growth, and we want those primary jobs to help feed the economy so that people can go out to Starbucks and restaurants and buy clothes locally and use those basic services. So that's a really simple way to explain kind of economic development to people that don't know what it is.
So what I heard there is economic development. You as a vice president there is going to supply me with endless amounts of Starbucks, right? Is that what I heard? Okay.
Yes. Okay. We're going to bring good people. We want good paying jobs in our community, Nate, so that everybody can go to Starbucks and everybody can go, you know, enjoy a nice restaurant and have fun in their community. And so what I do specifically is, you know, kind of back to when I said, you know, We pay special attention to the small business that employs between 6 and 99 employees, those second stage firms. And those second stage firms are unique because they're usually primary jobs. And so those are that's the market that I focus on and try to grow, because if we have a really healthy second stage, you know, growth market of great jobs, then I know our economy, you know, our citizens that live here in our community are going to be able to go out and, you know, go to a local restaurant or go to the movies and all of those other basic jobs that help support our economy. So we've had this team for, you know, in place for a little over a year. I've been at the chamber for about 3 years, but really what I see my job as is acting as a concierge to really help grow and ignite business. And whether that's, you know, taking a business to the state level for incentives, or helping navigate permitting at the city, or connecting them to our workforce centers so that they understand more about opportunities with training dollars, or as much, you know, even going to the federal level. Nate and I, you know, have worked together on PTAC, Procurement Technical Assistance Center, which is a Colorado program. We're both on the board, and, you know, that helps businesses get government contracts. So I look for businesses that are in that special space where they're not struggling, they're past survival, but they're like, I want to grow my business fast. And we are, you know, we're in that sweet spot that we need help. So it might be connecting them to finance. It might be connecting them to PTAC to get a government contract opportunity that will bump them up and really get them going. So, my whole focus in my position on a daily basis, I meet with mostly the CEOs, CFO, COO of an organization, and dig into where they are in their growth, in their growth, you know, within their organization.
Excellent. So, as you were saying that you meet with, and I want to get into that here in a little bit. But up front, yeah. Let's ask the basic questions first. So obviously,
sure.
The smallest cast right here is we're trying to reach out to everybody, the entire ecosystem. That could be anywhere from a one person company to a company that's got 50,000 people in, right? We want you to be part of the smalls and just kind of be in part of that ecosystem that we have here. So I'm curious though, do you have to, in order for me as a small business to get to you on the Economic Development Center side to get some help or just to use your services, and I want to get into those services after our break, but before our break here, do we have to become a member of the chamber to be part of the EDC?
No, you don't. And that's because we really want, you know, when you look at a community and the health of a community, everybody has economic development going on in their communities. And it's not a membership base. It's not membership, you know, on the economic development side. We would love you to be a member because of the services and the connections between the two, but you don't have to be a member of the chamber in order to get help in economic development.
Okay, that's good.
A great example is an engineering firm I worked with over the past 2 years had an expansion project. And so by me hand-holding them through the process of business retention and expansion and connecting them to the city and helping them with incentive evaluation and navigating permitting and working through different communication concerns during their construction phase, they were like, what does the chamber do and how can we get involved? So oftentimes they may start out on the economic development side and end up with a chamber membership because they see the value, Nate, of being a chamber member.
Exactly. And I was going to say, I wanted to clearly state that because you guys are separated entities. However, you know, we're going to be trying to get the chamber on here in the next couple of weeks, trying to get them on a show as well to give them kind of their perspective of what the chamber does. But you know, the chamber, I know we, the company that both Dennis and I work for, have just become members of the chamber, which I'm very excited with because it even grows our network even larger and gives us more opportunity to meet with other like-minded people in this entire small business ecosystem, or the whole ecosystem as a whole. And I know Dennis and I and you were just talking before the show here that even part of that, there's also additional features that you can go above and beyond just becoming a member of the chamber. You can become a member of the MAC as well, right?
Correct. And I would say, I think some of these questions on the chamber side, because I'm not an expert on the chamber side.
Exactly.
But I can tell you the value of, you're right, like our Military Affairs Council is one way to really increase your visibility on that chamber side of the house.
Yep.
And so, you know, we have special committees and different councils that you can be involved in. We have one that's, you know, dedicated more to the cyber world. And we have our Economic Development Advisory Council. So we have people that are actually on that Economic Development Advisory Council that are advising our development team as to what they think we should be doing and ways to get better at our jobs. So that's all housed within our chamber.
Excellent. And so for those of you that don't know, I threw out an acronym there, so my bad. The MAC is the Military Affairs Council. So MAC for short. But before we go any further, though, we're going to take a quick break to hear from our sponsors. And we'll be back with Beth and Taylor in just a minute.
Pueblo Plex is located east of the Pueblo Airport Industrial Park. As a designated state authority, Pueblo Plex is responsible for implementing the reuse of the Pueblo Chemical Depot's 3 million square feet of buildings and over 23,000 acres of land. Implementations of the redevelopment plan include seeking companies to continue to generate economic development within southeastern Colorado. Pueblo Plex currently has tenants conducting manufacturing, warehousing, and distribution operations, and railcar storage and maintenance, in addition to serving numerous business and personal storage tenants. For a detailed look and updated information, visit PuebloPlex.com. Welcome back to this week's SmallsCast podcast. I'm your host, Just Nate, and this week we have Dennis Cater online with us. Welcome back, Dennis.
Thanks, Nate. I was trying to find the button.
Welcome back, Dennis. Wake up, Dennis.
I'm awake.
And we have Miss Beth Ann Taylor, a.k.a. Batwoman?
Batgirl.
Bat lady. Vice President of the Economic Development Center here in Colorado Springs, Colorado. Welcome back, Beth.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
So go ahead, Dennis.
I'm gonna cut you off.
I'll shut up.
Nate, real quick. So, no, it's good. Again, as Beth's been going through these things, one of the missions – or the mission of PeopleTech oh my gosh.
Wow, blast from the past there.
Wow. Of the Smalls.
Too much time in our own homes.
No, well, I've got people written down here, and that's what I wanted to talk about is connecting people, resources, and organizations to companies to help them grow, right? That is what our mission is. And that's really what you guys do. And so us pointing people to you is, again, you offer the people, and you've mentioned a lot of names during this conversation, the resources, which I want to talk about here a little bit more, and the organizations being the chamber and the EDC and some of these other sub organizations, the MAC. So really, you guys are doing exactly what we're trying to push small companies towards. That's why I think your organization, the Smalls, is a great augmentation to you guys for what you're already doing. And that we continually push people to you as we, as we encounter these small government contractors that are out there who are either, struggling to make it. I have a friend who's a one-man show right now. He's been in business for about 2 years and he's expanding and he needs help with things. And, we're trying to mentor and help him. But these are the kind of organizations that we want to push people to. And obviously the city, county, be able to outreach and touch those folks is critical if you're going to grow a company. And so I think this is a perfect topic to start the year.
I think it's I think you're right on. And I think that, just Dennis, from what I'm seeing through COVID, is the companies need help and they don't know where to go and they don't know where to start. And so, I always recommend, if a company comes to me, I recommend three things. Say, connect to the chamber, join the chamber, even at a minimal level, connect to your small business development center, in the Pikes Peak area. We're known for our Pikes Peak Small Business Development Center. They have incredible resources, and the Small Business Development Center program is a national program. That's a great place to get, like, on a website and just check out their resources. And then also the economic development team, because we're gonna plug you in a different way based on certain criteria that you have. We're gonna be able to say, okay, you're somebody that should be working with us, and, you know, or maybe, like you mentioned, Dennis, maybe one, you know, one person just trying to get, like, a startup. We would be able to connect you to maybe our Pikes Peak startup program, or there, you know, we know at the chamber pretty much everybody's job and all the programs that are helping small business. And that's what our goal is our, you know, target goal is to just be that protecting interest of the, you know, creating and maintaining that favorable business environment for small business.
Okay. So, hold on.
Okay.
She mentioned three things there. And I am going to add two more.
Out there. She throws grenades out there with all this stuff.
You need to add PTAC.
The beginning.
You need to add PTAC.
Yeah. Yep.
And you need to add the smalls now.
Yep. I would agree with that. I mean, yep. And again, I think because I've had that experience, Nate, at that state level, when somebody would come to me and say, hey, Beth, we've got this, you know, I would get crazy calls saying, you know, we've got this great plan for Colorado and we want to meet with you. And I was that step before, I was probably two steps away from the governor. So if you got past me and through his chief of staff, you got to meet with the governor if you had a project that was really that big that would, you know, change Colorado. But, you know, I think why I always start with SBDC and the chamber is because we're going to connect you to PTAC. We're going to connect you to a smalls because we know where those sweet spots are that, you know, this isn't like there's when people come to me and say, I'm a one man show. I'm like, you know, that's probably not going to be Beth Taylor. It might be SBDC. It might be our chamber side. Again, I meet with those second stage firms that employ between 6 and 99 employees. Most of the time they're headquartered here. Oftentimes they're trying to move here or they're trying, you know, I'm very connected to our commercial developers in the community. So a lot of the people that are in economic development know where to fit those brand new small businesses or the already seasoned business. But smalls is absolutely, and PTAC is like my favorite because I'm on the board and you're on the board and we love government contracts because it helps small business.
Did you hear that, Dennis?
Whether you're a one-man show or not. You know, that is,
yep.
I working for the governor's office, PTAC was one of my favorite programs, and Colorado PTAC is unique. So, the amount of business and how hard they work is absolutely amazing. And the folks that we have on to really help you walk through that government contracting, holds your hand through and make sure that you get every opportunity that you can is unique.
Okay. So Dennis, did you hear that? I was her favorite. That's what I heard.
You're right.
I know. I'm always right. Thank you. That's awesome. That's what my wife keeps telling me. I'm always right. Or maybe it's the other way around.
No,
maybe it's never. I'm never right. I don't know.
Did you fall down again? Did you hit your head?
So, okay. So for those of you guys don't know Beth, she talks and she has had caffeine today. So she's kind of like us that we talk a lot. So Dennis, I'm going to let you unpack some of that.
Well, no, I wanted to start with some of the offerings of the Economic Development Center. You know, before this meeting, we had talked a little bit about some training opportunities. We talked about, you know, understanding the opportunity zones. We talked about just all kinds of things. So if I was coming to you and, you know, I've got my small business and, you know, I'm 10 people, and what kind of activities or offerings does the Economic Development Center provide to those small companies?
So, you know, because I'm responsible for business retention expansion, Dennis, I would have a conversation with you similar to the one I had earlier with Quantum Research. It's really like finding out where you are in your business. You know, are you a startup? Are you, where are you in your business model? Are you, you know, in a growth mode? Are you like shrinking? Are you trying to, you know, expand into other markets? So really, you know, we start off by, we have a new business, our new member survey that we offer our new members, which kind of narrows down some of the questions so they, we can say, oh, this is a Beth company that she needs to meet with, or this is a, you know, membership side of the house. I mean, I'm going to back up a little bit because I was like, when you asked me on the chamber side, what do they do? I had to like, that's not my sales pitch every day, to be honest, because I'm so focused on a specific thing. But, you know, some of the things that the chamber does by protecting interests of their members or helping removing odd or unfair competitions, we have a piece of the house that I didn't mention, which I think is really important to mention at this point, because it helps tie these two, I believe it helps tie the two sides together. We have a vice president of government affairs. Her name is Rachel Back. I would highly recommend, Nate, that you have her on, because she's going to speak about how she's our advocacy piece to the Capitol in Denver. She's the one who advocates for business-friendly policies, you know, local, state, and federal on behalf of our Pikes Peak region. And she's a big piece of that chamber side of the house. And we work closely together, because when there's something that isn't, you know, really fair to business, she's coming back to me and saying, hey, Beth, you know, what are you hearing on the streets from your businesses? So, it's not so much services, Dennis, that we offer. It's more of a deep consulting, honestly, for a business. And it's coming in and meeting with both sides of the house to know, like, okay, you know, this is where we are in our business. By joining the chamber, like if somebody came to me and said, what should I do? I would say, join the chamber, take our new member survey. That's going to sort you out and know where you are in that business, your business model. And then, you know, perhaps you'll meet with the economic development team, me. And then once you meet with me, then I'm going to be doing an in-depth consultation with you that's going to give me an opportunity to say, okay, is this a company right now that needs to meet with the state of Colorado? Are they in an expansion mode and they're getting ready to buy a property and buy a building? Or is this a company that just really needs recognition? They're already doing a great job in Colorado Springs and they're here in Colorado, but nobody knows about them. We don't know anything about them. And so how do we get them, you know, in Colorado Business Journal? How do we get Colorado Companies to Watch, which is the statewide award mentoring program? So it could be, you know, it's really that consulting that is going to target in where a company needs to go, so to speak.
No, that was perfect. That was perfect, Beth. Because again, I'm just probing because I want to get the word out about you guys and, you know, our listeners who aren't familiar with the chamber or they're not members of the chamber. You know, there's thousands of small businesses out there, and I'm sure not all of them are members. And so what I was trying to do is, you know, as Nate kind of is probing here too, is how do we get the word out about you guys to get folks to come to the chamber and see how they can get support. What we found over the last, I don't know, 3 years of doing this is people go out there and they're doing great things, but they don't realize all the resources that they actually have at their disposal. And again, trying to link them up to the people, resources, and organizations that are out there that want to help them and have resources to help them, but they haven't connected the dots yet, or, you know, they just haven't heard of it before. And it's amazing to me, really, how many services are actually out there and the people that want to help. And again, just, you know, put the word out that, hey, if you're a small business, go see the chamber.
Well, Dennis, no, I think that's our goal, right? That's our goal of the entire smalls is to help make all those connections. We want to be that central glue that brings everybody together. So then we can say, hey, Mr. Joe Smith, owner and CEO of this brand new wonderful thing and company, meet, you know, Reggie Ash over here at the chamber. You guys need to chat. You guys need to join the chamber. Hey, now talk with Beth Taylor, right? Because she's the vice president of the EDC, and she's going to help you with your expansion project. You need to build a new 4 million square foot facility to build this brand new widget in Colorado Springs. talked with Beth. She'll help you get started on that, right?
Right, right. Nope. Totally behind it.
Well, and I would just add this, Dennis, is that, you know, I owned my own business in Denver for a period of time in the tech world. Had I known that these resources were available, it would have been so nice to actually, you know, have people help handhold me through how to, you know, how to get a permit at the city. And we have a great resource. I'm looking it up right now. If you get on, I think it's Choose Colorado Springs. I'm going to look at, it's Colorado Springs. Oh gosh, it's COSBA, Colorado Springs, Open for Business. If you go on and look up Open for Business, that is a great website if you're starting a new business. I was on the team that helped develop this, and it was out of the city. I wasn't the person that did it. There's a great team that actually did it. I just gave some kind of insight on my end. But, you know, you can go in and select your industry, and you can download a roadmap that teaches you how to open a business. So Colorado Springs has so many resources that from opening a business to start, you know, where you are in startup, to, you know, getting financing for a business, and then now you've got your business, how do I grow it? And so the Chamber, again, is that hub. We're the ones that are the middle of that. We're the ones that are working with the city and the county. We're the ones that are working with SBDC. We sit on boards like PTAC and Cultural Arts. I sit on the Cultural Arts Board. So when somebody comes to me, I'm asking that entrepreneur, where are you in your business? Let's do a step-by-step to help you, like, you know, walk into a growth strategy where, you know, what connections do you need? And the Chamber is a great place to be for that. That's, you know, that's what we're there for. We're trying to build competent professional relationships for you and your business.
You know,
really,
you know, Beth, as you're talking here, I'm writing, taking a couple notes. Dennis and I were just in the middle of talking, right? How can we now keep expanding the smalls and making it more relevant for this entire, you know, ecosystem of businesses in our region? And I really like the idea. I had not heard of openforbusiness.com. I'm gonna be checking that out. Mm-hmm. But him and I were just talking about what can we add to, for example, we've got a brand new website out there, thesmalls.org. And, you know, we're wanting to release what we're calling the Smalls 2.0 in 2021. And we really want to be able to kind of help that business. So maybe what we need to do is we've been talking about doing like a somewhat of a timeline system. And, a timeline of business, of how to develop business and how to go about doing all this business. And maybe we can do direct links or something with that on our website. I don't know.
And who to connect to as you're going through that process.
Exactly. I almost think of like a fishbone diagram of how to navigate the entire ecosystem. So this is great. I'm loving hearing all these new items that you're bringing out. And by the way, Beth, real quick, you said something in there. I don't know if you even said it or if you even knew that you said it. I'm picking up these little things. You had said something about, you know, bringing people to the chamber and then they can pass them over to ED or Economic Development Center, me. And
I'm saying, you know, oftentimes so I gave an example of somebody coming, you know, doing an expansion project with me and me saying, join the chamber. But I also get it on the other side where on the chamber side of the house, they're saying, hey, we have a new member, but they really need some help, Beth, with, they're expanding, but they don't know how. And they're working with the city and they need help. And so, you know, they may end up passing somebody over to me based on kind of where they are in their business cycle on the chamber side of the house. And I know I'm splitting this up and we're all one, but I'm doing this on purpose because the business retention expansion side of the house in economic development is it's very specialized and it's attention given to small business that's already in that second stage. So I can't really help. I can help direct somebody, but I'm going to be a benefit to a business is really in that second stage of business. And that's, you know, that's the message that you're going to get from me, Beth Taylor, on the Vice President Economic Development team in the BRE side. But I'm giving you you're asking me questions that are tapping into these other pieces. So I don't want anybody to get confused. You can come to the chamber and we will be able to handle all of your needs it's just, I like to dig in a little bit different, because then people know if they've joined the chamber that, wow, there's more than just going to an event. There's more than just, you know, just connecting to some program and sitting on like a business education training program here at the chamber. We can actually connect to the city and other economic development teams, not only locally, not only statewide, but federally.
I like it. Where I was going with that, though, is really...
Does that make sense? I feel like I'm not confusing.
No, it makes a lot of sense. And I like your new tagline in 2021, Beth. It needs to be EDC me.
Oh, I like EDC me.
What do you mean EDC? Oh,
can I put that on a business card?
That's exactly what she just said. Economic Development Center me. Come to me, right? So EDC me. Yeah. I like it.
I like that. EDC me. I'm writing it down. Neat. That's awesome.
Instead of DM me.
Exactly. EDC me. That's hashtag you need to open EDC a new LinkedIn profile, Beth.
That's your hashtag.
I'm doing it. That's it.
EDC me. That's going to be the hashtag of this episode. EDC me.
I love that. Yeah, because oftentimes people will say, "What do economic development people do?" I mean, we do it all, honestly. I mean, I just helped our community with recruiting a doctor into our city because of COVID. I mean, we need a specialized doctor. And so I have a medical background, and I ended up helping, one of our county offices in looking at different doctors. So we get pulled into many different areas because it economic development is at the base foundation of everything, because it's jobs. I mean, really, you know, I say the reason I got into economic development was because what changes a life more than anything? It's a job. It provides a home. It provides a car. It provides food for a family. And so to me, you know, this is at the base core of our needs, and it's the base core of a community. And so to me, I just feel like, you know, anytime I see a small business that's right at that sweet spot of, I'm going to grow, I'm going to expand, I'm going to blow up, I want, you know, my name and lights, I'm like, I get so excited because I know that there's so much opportunity for them and they just don't know where to go. And they can get on, you know, people can send them to a website, but that's not going to help. You guys have seen that. It's, you know, they don't know, when do I plug this in, or how does it work, or who do I get to? And so that's what we do with the chamber, is we help them get to that.
Right. And that's, you know, back to the smalls concept. That was our thought as well when we were, as we've been developing this organization, was ultimately it's about economic growth and economic development for our communities, for the state, and as you mentioned, nationally, really, because you guys have ties, companies coming in that maybe they don't have their headquarters here, but they're going to put an office here. You know, it's all connected, and being able to find these different avenues and these different organizations, again, that can help you connect to the resources, people, and organizations is just super key. So Beth, so how do organizations get a hold of you? Where do they go? They've been listening to the podcast. They're like, yeah, I want to talk to the chamber. Where do they go to find out information about you, and how do they get a hold of you?
So you can get on our website at Colorado Springs Chamber and EDC. That is, you know, that are, I'm going to make sure that I
wrong.
Give you
Colorado Springs Chamber EDC.com.
EDC.com. There we go.
And, well, and also,
I'm reading at something, and I'm not like, I'm not even thinking.
Here's another idea for you, Beth. Hold on. Another idea for you. You need to go to your boss and say, hey, I need my own page that says edcme.com.
Mm-hmm. And I'm so glad you said that, because we're working on that this year, because this is a new program. I mean, we've had business retention in the past, Nate, but we haven't had it to this degree. I think my experience with the state and understanding how these programs plug in, not just, I mean, when you've worked for a governor and you have to know all of the programs, we were really fortunate in Colorado to have the Colorado Blueprint, which is really a strategic plan that includes, you know, basically an economic development program from the bottom up instead of the top down. And what that did is it really fed all businesses, including rural Colorado, which is where I kind of grew up in economic development. And so, we've never had this type of program, and we're looking at putting a BRE page. But in the meantime, my email address is B Taylor, B as in boy, Taylor, T-A-Y-L-O-R, at bscedc.com. And you're more than welcome to shoot me an email, and I'm happy to ask you a few questions and see if there's some way I can connect you to someone else, or if you're the perfect, you know, I would say anybody that wants, when you're looking at, would Beth be able to help me? You know, ask yourself some questions. Are you headquartered in Colorado Springs, you know, or in Colorado? Are you looking to headquarter here? Are you looking to move here? You know, is your business past that startup stage, but you're not struggling, but you're trying to grow? You know, those are kind of a good startup, some good startup questions. We really don't work with nonprofits. We work mostly with commercial enterprises. You know, if you've got revenues between $750,000 up to $50 million, these are all kind of, you know, areas of growth and areas that I look for when I'm working with a company. And then really, I would just say, are you adding employees? Are you adding, you know, space? Where you guys both come from, you're adding space. So we can help with real estate requests and maybe connecting you to the right commercial brokers here locally. So we act as a hub for business, and we act as a hub for business to make sure that you're taken care of in our community.
Well, I am.
I have a question for you and Dennis.
Shoot.
We've never had that before.
Oh man, this is a new era, Dennis.
Yeah. So sitting here thinking about it while I'm talking to both of you, and I'm thinking, because I know what the smalls does, and it's not an area I've been able to jump into because I've, you know, been really putting this program together this last couple of years. But, you know, what smalls represents to me is a specialized, it's almost like a specialized.
It's a subset.
Business retention expansion, you know, and I'll say why is because you're working in that DOD cyber space. That, am I correct? And that world is a different language. Like today on a conversation, I had to get, you know, sorted through just to know what are they saying to me? Because that DOD,
yes,
cyber world, IT world can get complicated just with different, you know, just different acronyms and how they do business. And so to me, I think it is a good fit, like small with the chamber, because you're the expertise piece to me on that DOD side that we, you know, we have a small staff at the chamber. We only have 22 people total, with 4 people being on the economic development team. So we're all running 100 miles an hour all the time because there's, you know, a lot of business, and we have over 750,000 people in Colorado Springs. So to me, I access you, Nate, and you, Dennis, when I'm, you know, when I'm trying to touch base with that world that is a little unfamiliar for me because of the language, you know, being so much at the way that the government does business.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
Am I thinking the correct way? And
you are.
Do you see that? Okay. But we synchronicity. And
we want to let you know one more thing though, is we, that's exactly how we started, right? The Small Government Contractor Collaborative, the Colorado Small Government Contractor Collaborative, AKA the Smalls. That's our official name. That's how we started. But it's in this past, I'd say 12 months, we've really seen it really expand and grow. And that's why Dennis and I have been really focusing on kind of the whole ecosystem of that world, right? So it starts with the small business and the government contracting. But if it's kind of like an onion, you keep peeling it back and you're like, oh, well, this really expands. We should be including the manufacturers now, right? Because if you get a large $1 billion contract with the government, typically you're going to need some type of manufacturing to go along with that. So now we're including the manufacturers, and it could be, hey, now with that same program, I might need to provide janitorial services or civil construction, engineering. So it's really kind of growing and growing, which is awesome, because the whole idea is to try to figure out and help people understand that it's more than just one thing. It's more than just, how do I get a government contract? It's how do I access everything that goes along with that government contract?
Yep. And I think for me on the government contract side, it is more complicated for me when I'm working with you know, a DOD or cyber type company that I'm like, okay, you have to start at the very beginning because I want to make sure I understand what you do. And so, you know, how I have to know what you do in order to know how to connect you. And yep. So to me, the smalls plays in a space for me. You're one of the tools in my tool belt.
And we want to stay there. So, like you said, you have three things. Now you have five, right? You just need to make sure you add us in that, in those talks. If people have questions on that, we definitely want to help. And like we said, my goal this year is very soon here is I need to get with more people on the chamber side as well. I want to get them on the show so people understand from their perspective, you know, the huge value add that they bring as well. It's not just right. One or the other. This is an entire, once again, they're part of that ecosystem. So we really want our people to understand that's, you know, the people that listen in, that's what it's part of. But,
we really appreciate. Oh, go ahead. No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Ladies first. Wow. No, you.
So this is how we wind down now, huh?
What I was going to say was we need to make sure that we get, I was just looking on our website. We do not have them as a formal partner, which I don't know why. So we will make sure that we add you onto our website as well. And again, we will reciprocate, Beth, by pointing people towards you. And then when you need help, you get a small government contractor coming in going, you know, how do I plug in? Where do I go? Or you're like, hey, you know, let me call Dennis and Nate. They'll come with you. You know, we can help facilitate that discussion as well. Yes, we would absolutely be on board with doing that.
And that's what I look for, Dennis, is like, you know, I look at it like I have a tool belt and I have all these different natural partners or organic partners, I call it, to help build the businesses. And based on, you know, either a new member survey or a survey that maybe I send out or a conversation that I have, I can tell pretty well like where to send them. Oftentimes, you know, it may be like they come back in a year later. They're like, hey, we're ready for you, Beth. I met with a company earlier today that was like, I said, right now, you're not ready for the services that I can help you with. And here's some ideas to help you get ready. So, you know, I think it's with the environment that we're in, Dennis and Nate right now, we really need to reach out to these businesses. I've spent through COVID, I probably have spent 4 to 5 hours a day on the phone with small business and really getting them connected. I think it's overwhelming. You know, where do they go to get PPP or, you know, how do I work through this grant? Or, you know, they don't know where to start and they're trying to just keep their doors open. So I think it's really important that we all share and connect with each other as much as we possibly can to help small business stay with their doors open and grow in 2021.
Excellent. Well, and we want to help with that as well. So I know we always, whenever we're talking with people, because PTAC sends people to us, just people in the region are starting to, you know, send people our way. So we are reciprocating as well as trying to get them in front of EDC or chamber saying, hey, you need to call this person or this person. And like Dennis said, we will definitely make sure that we tie all that in with our new website as well. So Beth, I want to say thanks for all your support, both here, PTAC, like Beth said, we both, her and I sit on the PTAC board of directors here in Colorado. So thanks for all your support there and just everything that you do for the community. So I want to say thanks and appreciate it.
Oh, thank you, Nate. You know what? I love Colorado. I'm a Colorado native and I'm dedicated to growing our state and a really, you know, thoughtful. I think that's for me, I want it to be thoughtful and I want good businesses that know that they are welcome to the state of Colorado. And so I'm so blessed to be in Colorado Springs. It's beautiful. Like I'm looking out my window right now and there's a whole flock of deer and I live on a mountain and within 9 minutes I can be in the city. And so I feel pretty blessed and I'm thankful to have a group like Smalls that supports the chamber and that, you know, teaches me government contracts. What is it? Verbiage. So that I know how to help those small businesses in that world. So I think we have a natural partnership that's going to be really strong this year. I'm super excited about it.
And speaking of the chamber, and the EDC, we should probably drop because the Cyber First Friday is going on, which is also another opportunity to engage with cyber companies and cyber professionals across Colorado Springs as well as the state. And since it's all virtual now, you can drop in probably from, you know, around the planet. But that's going on every Friday at 4 to 6 p.m.
And you have to have a drink in your hand.
And you have to have a drink in your
hand. Hey, we should start doing drinks on the podcast, too.
I'm fine. We should. Website. That would be great.
I like it.
Right, at least the sound.
We should get off because I think we're all late.
Well, that's fine.
We are late.
But thanks again, Beth.
Thank you guys so much.
Yes, and
I look forward to learning more. And I would say, you know, get another podcast in from the chamber side because Rachel Bax, who is our government affairs VP, would be great. And Nora Harden, who would be able to pitch the chamber membership in a different way and fill in the spaces that I didn't have time today. And thank you guys so very much. I really appreciate it. Go Colorado.
Go Colorado.
And we thank you, too. So on that note, we're going to wrap this episode up. Season 2, episode 2 of the Smalls Cast podcast this year. And speaking of which, we this year with Smalls 2.0, we have a lot of stuff planned, big plans coming up. But we're always in the need for people to be on the podcast. So if you want to be on the podcast, shoot us a note. You can find all of our contact information on our new website at www.thesmalls.org, or you can shoot me an email directly at justnate@thesmalls.org. And with that, want to say thanks, see you later, and Just Nate signing off.
Thanks for listening.
You've reached the end of another episode of the Smalls Cast podcast. Connect with us at thesmalls.org. Don't forget to sign up to our newsletter to receive our free materials. See you at the next episode.
See you at the next episode.